The head of the North Carolina NAACP hopes to be allowed to enter the state house again after today. The Reverend William Barber has been banned since May 30th when he was arrested during a protest over health care. He's charged with second-degree trespassing. A Wake County magistrate imposed the ban on Barber and other arrested protesters as a condition of their release on bond. Barber says the ban is wrong for several reasons.
That is called profiling. That is not constitutional. We've not been found guilty. We've been arrested. And even when we were found guilty, that does not mean that one person can decide to ban you from a public space. Those are matters of a court, matters of the Constitution. If that's the case, then we would have banned every civil rights activist, every peace activist that ever stood up for what's right. You cannot ban dissent.
Barber has a court hearing today. His attorney intends to ask for the ban to be lifted. Martin Brock would rather the ban stay in effect. He's the chief of police at the General Assembly. Brock says Barber and other protesters have a history of disruptive behavior that crosses the legal line, including what happened May 30th.
They chanted and they went and they entered a member's office and refused to leave after being asked to do so. And then they went and sat in front of members' offices and blocking the doors and refused and sang and chanted and refused to move or leave when asked to do so.
Were they in an area that wasn't considered public property?
Well, you can be in public property and still reach the elements of trespassing. In this particular case, they were blocking the members' doors or refusing to leave a member's office. Now, a member can, even though there's public areas in the building, if you come into an office and you refuse to leave when asked to do so, then you can be charged with second-degree trespassing.
Brock didn't request the ban, but says he will ask for such bans in the future if protesters have a history of disruptive behavior. Barber says he will continue to protest.
I will continue always to stand up for what is right, stand up for justice, along with all of the other people in our movement. Remember, we had over 1,000 people arrested in the Maul Monday movement, and the judge threw over 900 of those cases out. Arrests don't scare us because we're arresting the conscience of the nation and we're operating according to the Constitution.
While Barber has not entered the state house since May 30th, he has held press conferences just outside the building. You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE.